Could be.
F1, F2, F off, F F F off, F off, to F off, F to F off, back to Russia, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia.
Last few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And WRCT is supported by Tartan Ink. Tartan Ink is a full-service copy and print shop located in the University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume paper, quality paper, and large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, collating, and comb, thermal, and coil binding. Tartan Ink is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
As always, thank you for tuning in. Some garbage on the way, some nonsense, some useless, mind scrabbling nothingness to smooth the folds over. So lie down, get some takeout, have a nice time. WRCT Pittsburgh, what a dump.
What a dump. What a dump. What a dump. What a dump. What a dump. What a dump. What a dump. What a dump. What a dump. What a dump. What a dump.
Thank you. Busy at this time. After you hear the beep, state your message and telephone number, and I will return your call.
Hey, Alex. This is Bob. Yeah, I want to know if Damien's going out there or not, so give me a call. I'm not home yet, but...
Hey, dude, don't hang up.
That is Damien.
Yeah. I don't know how to turn the answer machine off or not.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah, I'm here by myself. She's working. Yeah.
We were just talking about you, me and him over the phone. And
is that why you didn't answer the phone?
Huh? Well, I don't know where the answer machine is. I don't think it's in this room. I hear it echoing through the house. And I don't know where
it is. It took a long time for it to answer.
Yeah.
When did you go out there, man?
1 o'clock. I said, fuck it. I left.
What?
Yeah.
Hold up.
I got out of work early, man.
How long did it take you to get there?
Get this, bro. It took me 2 hours and 40 minutes to get here.
Not bad.
I fucking flew. I couldn't believe it. Holy shit.
Hey, Damien, I wiped out on my bike tonight a couple of times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
3 times, man.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
You would have loved it.
Yeah?
One time we were going across the field. He hit a big pothole.
You know, so we're recording this whole thing, man.
It's all right.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
He hit a pothole, man. Flew over the bushes.
Wow. We're definitely going Sunday, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, cool, man.
I don't believe you, dick.
Take it easy, man. I called your house.
No, you did not call me one.
No, I just called your house now.
Oh, good, Dave.
And then I fell down.
Bob, I knew you weren't going to go, wouldn't go anyway, man.
Why?
Well, because.
Why?
Well, you would have?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but she got mad at me, so, you know.
You were supposed to go to Renee's surprise party tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time?
About one?
I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm coming back tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
But anyways, we don't know if we're having it.
Steve, stop yelling. You're blowing my eardrum out.
Oh, Bob, turn me on.
Taking my nose.
Ew. Steve, would you get in the shower, man?
This message is being recorded.
Hey, Steve.
This whole message, I can hear it through the whole house. This whole thing. I don't know where the answer machine is.
Hi, Allison.
Damien! I'm in this room!
I'm upstairs in my room. Bob's outside in the porch.
Hey, Steve, you know this state sucks, man. I tried to get served at like 5 package stores. They wouldn't serve me.
Why?
Because I have a Connecticut ID.
Got a Connecticut license?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, get some beer and bring it back for us. We missed 8 o'clock.
Did you?
Tomorrow we'll get beer. You ain't coming back tonight.
Oh, great.
You lunatic.
You're burning from your spit mouth.
Oh, shit.
It's getting water on me, and it's all that boobies up.
Yeah, so I'm here all alone for like 9 o'clock. She hasn't got to work tomorrow. What time is it?
It's 8:15.
Oh, that's cool. I only got an hour.
What time did you get there, man?
I got here at 3:20.
Wow.
Bob, hey, I couldn't believe what kind of time I made, man.
Damien, why didn't you leave at like 8:30 or, 7 o'clock to get there when she got there?
Yeah, she told me she wasn't working today.
Oh, wow.
And she wanted me to come up early, but I had to work, so I didn't. Huh? She went to a wedding.
Yeah, you went up there and found out she went to work?
Yeah. So, Bob, get this, right? Get this. I didn't know she was working, right? I went to the front door. You know the very, very front door? That side door we go into? But she left a message on the side door. But I went to the front door when I first got here. And yeah, I already thought about the whole thing. So I said, fine. Because I went to the beach first, right? I called her house from breakfast, right?
I'm going
to
take a shower.
Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, man. I do.
Hello,
Mr. Yeah, I will. Bye. Yeah, so anyway, I went to the front door, right? And anyway, there's no mention here. I told you to see what I broke my car, you know? I broke my car, right? Anyway, I had a phone with my car, you know? And I
Take that on. Drawing the line and knowing just how far to push.
See, because I would go one or three, two, I wouldn't even know.
That's right.
It's not something I'd say.
So he probably thinks it's a lot easier to be overly nice all the time.
Yeah, but doesn't that...
It gets a bit syrupy, I'm sure. Oh, he knows better than that.
Oh, he doesn't know better than that. Because I met him. I'm getting real fed up. I know it's weird, but I don't like him hugging me and kissing me and telling me he loves me. I'm not comfortable. I'm trying to explain that to him. I mean, I like sex with him. But why does he have to keep saying, I love you? Marry me, I love you.
Well, maybe it's just part of it. Maybe that's just dialogue for him to keep things going.
Dialogue? If he knows it doesn't please me, he'd be smart enough to quit saying it.
Yeah, that's right. He should be.
He's done.
You see, there's another way you're different than Lou. Lou loves that. He loves to say, do you love me? And if you say, mm-hmm, he'll say, well, tell me. And then you say, I love you. And then he'll squeeze you and say, oh, that's neat.
Well, I don't like that. I think maybe once or twice in our relationship, long time ago, he said, I love you, and I told him that. Don't say that.
Wait till I turn this recorder off. It's reverberating all over.
Okay. 02 December 1985. Herb Hickman called me to ask my permission for him to ask Stacy to marry him.
That daughter of yours has been giving me a hard hard time lately about, you know, this hospital and stuff like that.
What do you mean a hard time?
Well, you know, just, I want to marry Stacy and I want your permission to answer.
Oh, you do have my permission to ask. Absolutely.
I just had to come right up to that. I didn't know how, you know.
No. I have no problem with that at all. I think that she's inclined that way, too.
Well, I hope so.
I'm not sure of the timing, but, you know.
Well.
No, Herb, I like you very much. You've been a nice guy to know and a nice guy to have around, and I think that you would treat Stacy well.
I thank you.
If you need my blessing, you have it.
Well, I just thought I'd better ask before...
That's very nice. Very nice of you to do that.
You know, I respect you and I respect your family very much, and I would like very much to be part of it.
Well, I'm sorry that I haven't had a chance to meet your folks, but I hope one day I will.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Stacy thinks they're great.
Well, they think very, very much of Stacy. We all did our best to take care of her last week, and she's doing real good.
No, Herb, that may have been a hard phone call to make, but on your side, but it wasn't on mine.
I was just trying to think of a, you know, kind of a witty way to ask. I've been pondering this one for a long time, and I just thought, you know, well, now, time seems kind of right. At least to me it does. I've been having a hard time deciding what to get her for Christmas, so... I got to thinking about this and figured might be a surprise, might be a shock, I don't know.
You know she'll not be there for Christmas.
Yeah, we've discussed that. We kind of discussed our future a little bit, but not to the finite point of getting married. It's come up in conversation, I don't know. And then how, like you said, whether the time is right for her.
Well, I don't think that there's really any question in my mind, as I say, as far as yes or no is concerned. The only comment I've heard is that, you know, is she ready for it at this time? Well, that's up to you.
Well, yeah. Well, it's up to me. It's up to her. You know, I'm not going to change my mind about her if she decides the time isn't right.
Well, I certainly thank you for calling, and I will... keep this in confidence until I hear something that suggests.
Okay, thank you very much.
When did you plan to ask? This one of my business, I shouldn't ask it. But
well, we were going to go up to New Hope this weekend to kind of relax after, you know, all that happened last week.
Where's the New Hope?
New Hope is a little like it. For lack of a better term for it, an old village in the northern part of Bucks County, which...
Oh, in Pennsylvania, eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's right along the Delaware River, right near Washington's Crossing.
I guess I just had to...
It's all small craft stores.
Oh, yeah, sort of a Williamsburg in miniature or something, huh?
Along the same lines, I don't think it has quite the history, but it's just a nice little relaxing place. We're going to go up there for the weekend and just kind of pass the time, you know, away from telephones and work and all that kind of distraction. And I thought that we'd go out for a nice dinner on Saturday night and I'd confront her with this and see what her feelings are. And if she says no, I promise I won't leave her out there.
Are you aware of the story in my family? The fact that my father proposed for me?
No.
My wife?
No.
We have been going together, and not the point yet, of course, about marriage, but when I was in service, I was over in the Philippines, and through the correspondence that was going on, we had kind of reached the point where, yeah, hey, we're going to get married as soon as you get home, type of thing. So I wrote my father, and I brought him up to date on everything, and he
dinner that he took her to, alone. And he stood in my behalf to ask her to marry me.
Huh.
Unfortunately, she said yes. But it was an interesting thing. It was kind of a Miles Standish type of thing, except that I wasn't there to talk. But we decided we didn't want to wait. We wanted to set it. So the first chance I had to get home, we could just set it up, which we did. So I never saw her engagement ring until after I came home. It was like a year later.
Well. I heard recently that my mother and my father got married, getting married, not the other way around.
Well, that's not unusual either. Herb, no, I have absolutely no problem with that. In fact, I would be delighted.
Thank you.
You're a good guy.
I thank you very much. Like I said, I wouldn't have done it unless I had permission.
You did.
Makes me feel real good.
One of you let me know what happened.
No, one of us will, for sure.
Yeah. I'll probably be talking to Stacy before the week's out. When are you going to New Hope?
On Saturday.
Yeah, next weekend. Well, I'll probably be talking to her before the week's out. I'll wait.
Okay, well, she's working days for the rest of the week.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
My pleasure.
Roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, silver eyes. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and satchel with poodles. While geese that fly with the moon on their wings, these are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs, these are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
I hate my voice.
Baby, they're strict as straight as a line. Don't really care as long as they're mine. So maybe now this pair's the last one of its kind. Won't you please come get your baby? Baby. Up tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so I got to hang on to tomorrow. Come with me. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're only a day away. Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh, swinging and missing. Aiming for the stands. Nope. What did we have there? Fungi by Mathieu Galouste off of the Art Distraction tape. Also, we had excerpts from Do Not Erase cassette recordings from the Oregon Archive, Pittsburgh 13 at Pennsylvania. A cassette put out by Zap Tapes. Recordings discovered, uncovered, archived by Greg Pierce. Archive. We also had Garbled Vocal Noise and Phone Mess off of Tapeworm by Phil Milstein. Tape Loops by Matt Wellens. An excerpt from The Family That Prays Together by Noel Molloy off of his CD Selected Audio Work. 1983-1999. Reimagined presentations of his performance works. Really interesting, involving, engaging sound. Squall Line Bow Echo track. No, the name of the recording by Mike Curry and Ryan Jewell, and is track number 2 off of Squall Line Bow Echo. And we started off with Karen Constance. What a dump off of the compilation Birdsong from the Lower Branches. Gonna hop back in. You know, thank you for listening, as always. You know, there we go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oop! It is hovering right around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You are, I think, listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is probably Steve, host of the show. Thank you. I'm hoping. We'll see. What do we have just before we get back on? A track off of Orchid Terrace Preface, a tape put out by Strange Devicers, and that was called Flickbacks. And we had Waking Tides by Cecil Ruin, so this tape, Deluge Array. Kind of captivated by the sound. Now that it's arranged on that, I'm definitely going to be playing the track, the recordings by him in the near future. What else is going on? Let's see. How about some promotional announcements? You like those, don't you? All right, me too. Let the stress rest and the dough rise. We are baking up delicious beets to golden brown perfection every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Preheated right here on RCT. Zombor in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on RCT. RCT, by the way, is supported in part by Rojas Cinema. Rojas Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Rojas Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rojascinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, get in touch. You can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Coming up shortly is a track by trombone trio Jeb Bishop. Matthias Mueller and Matthias Musch, and they are performing here in town at the Bantha Tea Room next Wednesday, the 11th of October. Also appearing are Ben Opie and Patrick Briner, performing in a duo. Get that on for you, and we'll continue our movement, our motion on into the night.